Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled, Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet. A compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
If it were up to me, I forbid everybody to eat meat. Yeah? Stop immediately. Stop all the pollution car. That may be helpful. But never mind. It's okay. It's okay. As long as we live, we're happy. And when we die, we're happy too. After we die, even more happy. So, there's no bad news for us. Anyway, no bad news for us. Just sorry for everybody else. I'm sorry because the humans, they've been misled, you know, as I told you. They don't really know. If nobody taught them, how they know? Yeah? And one blind lead the other blind, and they all go down to the pitch, and they don't even know it. You know, I feel really sorry. And we're still working. The only thing keep me working because I feel so sorry for everybody, that they have not been taught. They have really been misled. Gravely, big time. And then once they start in that direction, it's difficult to turn back, yeah? Besides, nobody tell them to even turn back. We've been warning long enough. If you see the Singapore lecture I made today, I already warned them that we have to change the way we live our life, otherwise too late. It's the 10 or 15 years ago. Before that, I always talk about how we deforest our planet, yeah? Meat eating and all that is contribute to a lot of damage to our Earth planet, you know? They listen and they go home, do the same. What else am I going to do? But okay, we just continue as much as we can, okay? And if we can save the planet, we save the planet. If we cannot save the planet, then we cannot. There are only two choices, right? Very simple.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
In the most industrial country, they confine the cow and they force her to take a lot of chemical things to produce more milk. Or they force her if they put some medicine in something to push them to take more milk. And then the consequence, their bones are rotten. They could hardly support their body. Many of the cows' intestine falls out, their stomach falls out, and they couldn't hardly walk because their bones are so weak to produce too much milk. I don't think we should survive at the cost of anybody else's suffering, even if suffering of a cow. I don't like the inhuman way that people treat a cow, you see? And they put too much chemical things in the body of a cow, also to make them grow bigger than they're supposed to. And it's very heavy for a cow, and he fell and he gets sick, and his organ comes out of his body, and when they want to stitch them back, they don't even give them anesthesia or anything. I don't like all this inhuman and civilized way of treating an animal who is beneficial to mankind, who is so kind and so gentle. But it seems like God doesn't want us to take animal stuff anymore. So they have now mad cow disease and all kind of chicken stuff, all kind of little things going on in the market right now. That this is very terrible. Like people now, they don't eat even chicken or pork or whatever in many countries, including Europe and the United States, because of so many toxins in it. This is a new substance. It's very, very, very dangerous. They give people cancer, huh? Yeah, hormone also, very terrible. Yeah. And now they put some more in vegetable also. Yeah, they put hormone in corn, you know, now. Hormone everywhere. Yeah, to make it fatter or more crops. It's nothing, not much natural anymore.
So
Some people say if you cannot avoid meat, then eat the three kind of pure meat, like the meat that you don't know they kill, the meat that you don't hear they're crying when they kill. My God, where do you go to hear the animal crying? And the meat that they're not killed specially for you, something like that. Of course they're not killed specially for you. They don't write on a piece of meat, this is for Mr. Smith, and that this is for Mrs. Mueller, no. Of course not, huh? They kill at random outside somewhere, out of your sight. And if you don't eat, the people don't kill. Very simple. There's no need to talk about pure meat or not. Up to now, 21st century, how many masters has come and go, how many teaching has left behind. All the Bible, the scriptures say vegetarian diet. Love the animals. All the scriptures say that. Maybe you can try to change. Maybe people will listen. Maybe if you do something. I look like the whole world becomes non-smoking place. More school have vegetarian food, more health food for lunch, and, you know, all kind of stuff, yeah? Mm-hmm. And now alcohol is going to be also on target, yeah? Cannot advertise alcohol in many countries, many places now, yeah? And cannot sell alcohol within the vicinity of school, and the age of drinking go up, something like that. It's not just driving biofuel, yeah? It's not just planting tree. It's a loving atmosphere that we have to create. It's not about the animal who suffer only. It's about our loving nature that we are killing. And it's not about eating animal who you see suffer or you don't see suffer. It's also the green policy for the planet, yeah? The more animal we eat, the more they raise, the more they raise, the more non-green it becomes, the more endangered our planet becomes. You understand me? So it's not just about for you. Whether you can or cannot eat that kind of meat, it's not about you can or cannot. It's not about the Buddha forbidden or the compassion even. It is you yourself. We have to save the planet by cutting off unnecessary food, which is no good for us anyway. Everybody knows already that meat is not good for us. Why don't just cut it all together and save everything else? Hmm? Everybody knows that raising animals is the heaviest cost, the worst cost of our planet pollution. Everybody knows that. It's everywhere. It's from the UN report, everything. The whole international community come together and report all that and concluded that is so. Oh, we change to biofuel, we plant some more tree, and we protect this forest. Nobody stand up and say, let's be vegan, be vegetarian. Nobody stand up and say that. One of the leader, I'm waiting for whoever that leader may be, just stand up and say, look, be veggie. That's the quickest way first. Yeah, everything else later. Everything. Biofuel, ethanol, gas, change the bulb, less water. The water that you're using every day, maybe a lot, but not a lot compared to the water they use for animal raising. Don't run the water while you're brushing your teeth. Of course it saves a few gallons, but they put hundreds of gallons out there for one cow, you know, just for a few days. To wash, to rinse, let them drink, or to water the grass or whatever it is for them to raise upon, so that they will end up on a plate anyway. So the main cause, don't want to talk about it. Everybody just run around it, try to avoid it. They don't ever talk about meat and veggie. Everybody know the report, nobody touch it, nobody talk about it. Can't just even put down a piece of meat for the sake of planet's health and your own health and your children's health. So, whatever happened is our own doing. Hmm? Not even God can do anything if we don't want to do it. God put us here to do things. If we don't do our job, what is He going to do? Huh?
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
We enjoyed your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussion titled Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.